Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
So, on the way to the studio today, I drove down Valley Road in Montclair.
Yeah.
I rode past the entrance of Montclair State College. I rolled down my window and I yelled, boo. 14 kids were taken to the hospital. 783 were given service dogs, Play-Doh, and coloring books. And the school is closed for 3 weeks, and they suspended midterm exams.
That's very important.
Unbelievable.
So we talk about the marshmallow generation.
America,
we're going to talk about that as we progress.
Yes, the marshmallow generation, and Jules brought in
marshmallows, snowflakes, and cupcakes.
He just made marshmallows, homemade marshmallows in the studio.
Unbelievable. Yes, Jules is here. Jim DiGiulio, a.k.a. Jules, is here. And Jimmy Gramenos, Jimmy the Gun Guy, a.k.a. Build the Bear Jimmy, is in the show.
A.k.a. Jimmy.
I tell everyone right now, I'm a little upset, though.
Why?
I just found out 30 seconds ago that Jim makes homemade meatballs, and
I know. Wait a minute. Me too.
Yeah,
I haven't got any either.
No.
So that's two of us. Now, Anthony, have you gotten any?
In defense of them.
Yes.
I was in Virginia with Patricia when Sandy, his significant other, sent me a text message that meatballs are being made, be there in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, great, I'm on I-95 going to Maryland right now.
Wait. And he planned it that
no,
way.
No, they didn't.
So Jeech said happy days because he got to eat all the meatballs.
Yeah, see?
Wow. Jules, you can leave now.
Yes.
Until you
take my marshmallow.
Right, take your marshmallow. No, the marshmallows stay. You and the meatballs can come back later.
So I have these guys on the show because, again, I got 90% of the credit for getting Tonto Peranto here. And when we had the show, when we had Tonto Peranto on, and then when we had the event, the Tonto Peranto event, I came up and basically said, the only thing I did was say yes. Jimmy came to me and said he had this idea. Do you think we should do it? And I was like, yes. So and so it was cool. But I got a lot of everybody's coming up to me thanking me for doing it. So, thank you all. So I figured it'd be apropos to have Jimmy on the show. And Jules sent an excellent letter. I'm going to read it real quick, okay? Jules sent, Ant, I want to congratulate you on, in my opinion, the greatest week for Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio. The event at the Brownstone featuring Chris Tonto Peranto was by far the most wonderful and inspiring affair Sandy and I have ever attended. This is in spite of the fact that I snoozed through VIP registration and was only able to score main event tickets. Sorry, there was only 30 VIP. Kudos to your fine staff for orchestrating the magnificent affair with special emphasis on Jimmy and Jess. Correct.
Thank you.
The event at the Brownstone was then followed up by exceptional Gun for Hire radio show number 284 featuring Tonto Peranto. I am thankful to be a member of the Gun for Hire family, Jules. Thank you, Jules. So
my pleasure.
Talk to us. So tell us a little bit about the event, and Jimmy, chime in anything, because you people missed it. There was only 180 people. There was 30 VIPs and 150 regular tickets.
It seemed like there were 300 people there.
But there wasn't.
Yeah,
we wanted it to be intimate.
No, when I say, and I don't mean that I felt like I was boxed out, crowded, but the energy in the room, it felt like there were 300 people, at least. And I'm surprised to hear you say that it was 180, even after being there and seeing the crowd. He was the best speaker I've ever heard, and not just because, you know, he's saying what I want to hear. The guy... you could tell he's genuine. He's
passionate.
Real. He's right. He's passionate. He believes everything that he says, and that's important to me. Too often, you know, you get these speakers and they get in front of a crowd, and part of what they're saying is, well, what does the crowd want to hear? And that's not what happened. And I don't believe that's what happened.
Correct.
I believe that was the guy that was in Benghazi on September 11, 2012, and it was the same guy standing in front of us, and he had the same feelings, the same emotions, and he had the same story to tell us, and it was a compelling story.
Yeah, when he... Sorry to cut
you off. No, go ahead, please.
I agree 100%, and you saw that when he started tearing up.
Well, correct.
Right. When he teared up, and then, you know, you saw everyone else starting to tear up, it was just, you know what, he's telling it from the heart. And I agree with you, Han. When he's there speaking, he's passionate about it. Like it just happened yesterday. You know, I feel like he had, you know, a chain lifted from him where he can actually start talking about it now. For so many years, he had to keep it, I don't want to say a secret, but, you know, under contract and oath and all these things that were going on, he couldn't really talk about it the way he wanted to talk about it. And it was an experience that none of us ever experienced before, because I feel like every time we go to the Brownstone, it's something bad. And what I mean by bad, it's because we're going to...
Raising money for someone.
Yep, right. Cancer. Raising money. Right. And that's the sad part is I've never been to a Brownstone event where it was so positive and the energy, like Jim was saying, that didn't give me meatballs. The energy from the crowd, like you said, there was 300 people there. No, there was 180 plus our staff. Brings it over maybe to 205.
Yes.
But... you know, that energy, though, in such a positive way. You know, every time we go, it's depressing. We go to the Brownstone because it's a depressing matter. There's an officer that's sick. There's a friend or family member that needs help.
Or a repast.
Yes.
You know, the four Benghazi...
And it sucks, too, because the food is fantastic.
Yes. Right. It was good that night, too. The four Benghazi heroes, as soon as they landed, the State Department had them signed NDAs, but they couldn't disclose what happened while they were over there.
As soon as obviously, they landed the plane?
Yeah, yes. They broke it when the four of them got together and decided to write the book. And Peranto's funny. He was telling the story how the four of them sat down. They're like, okay, we're going to write the book. We're going to write the story. And none of them have book writing experience, Sandy. And they said that basically it was turning into a pop-up book where you opened it up and an RPG went over the compound
pew, pew, pew.
And they were like, I think we may need some professional... I thought of you. You didn't make it that night, but I thought of you because you've written a few books.
And I did ask for you.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. The only one.
The only one. Yes. It's true.
Yeah. But even, honestly, even meeting him before the event, talking with him, hanging out with him, you know, I know we'll talk more about that when we come back.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud
is. Because
it's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard. is located on Route 10 East in Whippany. If you need to store your guns, if you're in the military and you're being transferred or deployed, check out gunsitters.com. If you're going through any kind of domestic situations, you're moving, your new house is being built, going on vacation for a few weeks, gunsitters.com. They are really the only legit form of storing your guns legally in the entire state of New Jersey. And under their umbrella company, Weapons Guard, again, if you're in the military and you're transferring or deploying, they will store your firearms for free because of donations of from people like us supporting gunsitters.com. So please check them out. So you guys were talking about Tonto Pronto a little more. Jimmy and I met him last year in, what, Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah.
At an NRA event, a VIP event, which was really cool.
7 months ago.
You remember these things like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 7 months ago. We met him. He was repping for, what, Maxim Defense?
Yep.
We had a conversation with him. Jimmy got the card for his handler, and lo and behold, you know, the guy came in here earlier. We haven't seen the last of him. He's going to be coming back, probably building an AR with Jimmy. We might even run some classes with him here as an adjunct instructor. And I also talked to him on the side about maybe a few of the four don't get along too well, but I wouldn't mind having an event where all four of them are there. So we're kind of in negotiations. We're also talking to having another, our next event next year is probably going to be with Sheriff David Clark. So
great speaker. Yes.
Jimmy and I not only met him, saw him speak, but because I'm a cigar smoker and I'm on the NRA inside with the deplorables of the NRA, we all meet at the back of a hotel and smoke cigars. So Jimmy got invited to my gig.
Yeah,
sat around and smoked cigars with David Clark. I actually gave him a cigar. His wife was there with us hanging out for about 5 hours. We hung out. Phil Schreier, the curator of the NRA Museum stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, David Clark is literally 6'6", and he wears cowboy boots, so he's 6'9". I just want to put that out there. When you stand next to him and take a picture, you'll look like Tattoo from Fantasy Island. Jimmy, am I right?
Yeah, 100%.
And he wears a cowboy hat, which is another foot tall. So when he walks into the room, it's like, shit, I'm looking at his belt buckle. It's uncomfortable.
He's liable to be in the Trump administration.
I believe he's gonna be in the Trump administration. Then we won't be able to get him here.
Right.
So unfortunately.
So
we know who's not going to be in the Trump administration.
Oh, Krispy Kreme demoted. He got demoted because of Bridgegate, by the way. Now, listen, I'm overly critical of Christie all the time, but credit, he has held back about 900 anti-gun bills. He could have done a lot more for us, but that's his nature.
Right.
And if the two people that got sentenced, the one woman has kids, if she flips and cuts a deal, Christie may go to jail.
And that's probably why he's not in charge of the transition.
He got demoted. Mike Pence is in charge, by the way. Talk about being represented by our elected officials. Speaker Ryan blocked me on Twitter because every hour I was direct messaging him meow on Twitter.
Wait, my wife? Or?
No.
He blocked you? What's the
he
handle?
Blocked
I got to start
it's,
tweeting.
It's at Speaker Ryan.
At Speaker Ryan.
At Speaker Ryan. He blocked me because you saw the way he kissed Trump's ass after Trump won.
Yeah.
But this was a guy who wouldn't support him. Now all of a sudden he still wants to be the speaker and he wants to support him. But did you see, I don't want to go off Tonto Pronto too much, but did you see what Trump did with the press? When he went to visit Obama, he told the embedded press detail that normally follows, but you're not coming. And the head of the Associated Press said, this is unacceptable.
Well, it is his airplane.
It is his airplane, exactly. Now, the only press was there was the president's press corps, which he can get rid of if he wants to, Trump.
Right.
Okay? So, and the press is saying we need to be there because the American people need to know where he is and that he's safe and he's healthy. I'm like, holy shit, is that a stretch? You just want to be there because if he farts, you want to report on it that he has a medical condition or something.
Exactly.
So the establishment, the Fourth Estate, the media, they have no idea what they're in for because they're dealing with a narcissistic 70-year-old successful billionaire businessman who's used to having his way.
And doesn't need them.
He does not need them. Jules,
obviously.
Good point. They have no idea what they're dealing with. And I can tell you one thing. Until the impeachment proceedings start, it's going to be a fun ride. Okay? All right?
On the 22nd of January.
I just want to put that out there. Now, if it wasn't for Bridgegate, they were talking about possibly Christie becoming the U.S. Attorney General. But this Bridgegate thing hurt him. So Mike Kelly from The Record asked me why Christie would be a good U.S. Attorney General. I told him, because he's an asshole. He didn't print it. He didn't print it. But really, isn't that a positive attribute? If you're a U.S. Attorney General, you can't be a nice guy.
Right.
You got to be the president's pit bull, right?
Yeah,
Carlos
right,
is here at the back. Carlos, you're my Attorney General. U.S. Attorney General, handle it.
Right.
But you got to be the bad guy. I got to be the negotiator. I'm the president. I don't go cut all their heads off. I don't give a shit. I'll apologize for you.
Go ahead.
What?
Well, he's the people's. He represents the people, not the president.
Correct.
The president has his own counsel.
Correct. So.
Let's all right, getting back on top.
Yeah, so for you people that missed it, he spoke for over an hour.
Yes,
and he got teary-eyed a couple of times.
You know what was the most impactful for me was when he said the moment that he was talking to that woman and she said, "You're Chris Paranto," and he feels like
in the airport.
Yeah, and he doesn't really
want. He said he
really
felt like killing himself.
Yeah, he doesn't really want to acknowledge the fact that he's Chris Paranto, and. When he finally owns up to this woman and he said, "Yes, I am," and she said, "Well, I believe you," and that's when it hit
me. He met her in an airport. She was in her 70s.
Wow!
Look at the way our country can go. Look at the 200 people that were in that room that night. All right, we were represented by every color, every religion, every
absolutely.
Background. But are you trying to reach for the marshmallows?
No.
Oh,
I should.
Every God fearing. Person, patriotic, was in that room that night supporting it. And I got to tell you something. I had a bit of an epiphany that night because I knew that Trump was going to win. And Walter Haas and a few other people, every time something came out in the press, they were worried, you know, when the person that he did, Trump did this, Trump did that. But I knew that there was this undertow of people that were made up of people like us that were in that room that night, that we are basically fed up. I know I'm on the right side because when I watch CNN, I see these libtards burning American flags and waving Mexican flags. I know I'm on the
right
side.
Yeah.
Okay, because they don't belong here. And all of these actors and actresses, why did they leave for Canada yet? And why don't they go to Mexico where it's warmer?
Right.
Okay, really?
Yeah, why Canada?
Seriously, but none of them have left yet.
No, it's funny how that
none happened. Of them. I bet you Trump would let them use his planes.
Well, California and Oregon are gonna secede from the Union.
Well, real quick, there's no more drought in California.
No?
All the reservoirs are filled with liberals' tears. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa and his lovely fiancée, who have not set a date yet, by the way,
still
sat at the same table as me during the Tonto Peranto event. So Liberty Office Suites has a beautiful facility on New Road in Parsippany and one in Montville. For as little as $58 a month, you can have one of their furnished private offices, meeting rooms, telephone, billing, secretary, cafeteria, media room, and a room that'll hold up to 70 people. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. Get your friends out of the barista bar. You know, when we had Tonto on the radio show and we had him in the place and we had him at the Brownstone talking, he is fed up with the progressiveness and the political correctness in this country, too. This is a guy who Our Secretary of State said, what difference does it make? Our Secretary of State at the time said, no one died in Benghazi,
right,
which broke the heart of the mothers of the servicemen who died overseas during that siege that actually our current president did shit about. Our current Secretary of State, our last
Secretary
he went
of State,
did shit about.
He
correct.
Did go, he did go to bed. He
correct.
Was tired.
Well, we want him well rested when he gets up in the morning.
That's
so,
very true, yeah, because he's got to play tennis or something.
You know, with all honesty, though, I respect everything they did, and he did not bring up, which I thought was great, anything that political.
Correct.
He did it in a professional manner.
No, you're right.
Very
he,
tactful.
No,
that's up to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just told it how it was, but he didn't get into it. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, man, he might get real, real political right now.
He rendered no opinions at all.
Correct. You know, and he told the story how it was. You know, very, very humble person. Very humble person. We gave him a little surprise, too, in the shooting range. We had him come in, shoot with us and a bunch of our staff. And when he told me that he hasn't shot a gun in 2 years, I said,
really?
2 years? What the?
That was remarkable.
He goes, yeah. And I was like, now it makes sense. The way he was getting all giddy like a little kid, the way he was smiling. And I was like, Chris, we got to go. One more mag. Chris, we have to go now. Okay, one more mag. He did one more mag 50 mags ago. And I said to him, I pulled him aside. I'm driving him to the hotel room. I said, Chris, I was like, you know what? I was like, you have another little niche here. I was like, you need to think about doing training. And he's like, you know what? I want to work with you guys on the training side of it. I want to come in as an adjunct instructor. And I said, let's do it. He's like, let's make it happen ASAP. So he said, you know, January, he's going to reach out to us, and we're going to start trying to implement them in our courses. So it's going to work out well, really
nice.
Well.
That should be a pretty exciting course.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Roth sent a letter with Chris Peranto. Afterward, listening, Catherine and I wanted to see 13 Hours on Verizon, but they found they had set it up to an outrageous $17 to buy, but it will be broadcast after Election Day evenings. No politics there, I'll bet. It disappeared from Amazon Fire and Netflix 2 weeks before the election.
Wow.
By the way.
I didn't
talk
know that.
You talk about the liberal media.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Controlling us, controlling us, right. Controlling us, controlling us. This is what it's about. And Peranto talked about how we should have enlisted men, when they get out of the military, run for political office.
Well, I like that a lot, especially even going to the, you know, the Veterans Administration, have a veteran run the VA. Wow, that sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah. So it's messed up, but it's true. And we see it too here for everyday law enforcement as well, how we'll have guys on the training team bring up stuff to the people that sit at the desk, and they're like, no, we can't do that. Well, why don't you come and run and gun with us and see what we have to deal with on an everyday basis, you know, before you make that decision.
Sure.
You know, and then they get pushback for it. They get shit for it. Well, I got reprimanded because I told the hierarchy, you know, what really happens. They didn't want to hear that. They want to just sit at their desk,
right?
And that's it.
They want to go. They want to. Everything has to fit in the book. Jules, you know this. I mean,
Sandy,
is it more work for me?
Is it more work for me? Because I don't want to do that.
That's right. Correct.
And that's it.
That's exactly right. That boils it right down to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's more work, or if it upsets something that might get you in trouble, and stop you from either getting another GS category or promoted to something,
correct,
or affect your retirement plan.
Right.
You know, Anthony, I just want to jump on that media comment you made. There's a Arthur O. Sulzberger Jr. We all know who that is, right?
No. Well, go ahead.
He's the publisher of the New York Times. And I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. The apology. I read it today.
Unbelievable. The publisher of the New York Times penned a letter to readers Friday promising that the paper would reflect on its coverage of this year's election while rededicating itself to reporting on, and in quotes, America and the world honestly. So what does that mean?
What have they been doing up until now?
Exactly.
They lied. The four of the state lied. You know why? Because they turned the entire paper into their editorial page.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
All right. The entire paper.
We've talked about this in my world, too, where you deal in video all the time, right, in production. You have tremendous amounts of money coming from guys like George Soros to influence storyline and writers. The writers and the producers are getting money to put in anti-gun messages.
Through the Joyce Foundation, yep.
Did you see the latest episode of, I don't know if anybody watches it, that Survivor show? What the hell is the name of that? Designated Survivor.
We have lives. We don't watch that. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah. I saw that on, I was in a hotel the other night and happened to catch it. There is a scene, I'm not too sure how this unfolds, but apparently the Capitol was blown up by terrorists, blah, 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 blah. And the governors of all the states that are remaining are left in the White House. There is machine gun fire outside the White House and bullets hitting the side of the White House and the windows and whatever. And the conversation after ensues, well, how far away could they have been? Well, you know, an AR-15, they say, has a range of 1,800 feet, so you couldn't even see the guy. And I'm saying, AR-15?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's
whatever we want to make the bad guy, we'll continue to do that.
Yep. Correct. So, Jimmy, how did Tonto shoot? How did he handle the AR platform and stuff? Talk to us.
He shot real well. It took him about a mag or two to get back into the rhythm. Then you could see him start peacocking his chest, getting into the stance. Like he was shaking his head, smiling. You know, then we let him shoot the, just for shits and giggles, like the Desert Eagle. And he's like, holy shit, I need to get one of these, you know? So, but yeah, it was good,
gold,
though.
Yeah, in gold.
Yeah, and of course he shot the one in gold, too.
Nope.
But again, I honestly was nervous. All the events that we run for, you know, our officers that are sick or anything at the Brownstone, it's chaotic with setting things up, getting this ready, doing that, figuring out how many people.
It was easy for me. I just showed up.
Yeah, and looked good.
Me too.
With this one, the thing that was in my head, and Jess kept saying, Jim, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know how he's going to act around us. Like, is he going to be a douche?
We didn't know.
I don't know if he was going to be a diva. Because, again, it's been 7 months now since we saw him.
And you only met him, had a cursory meeting.
Correct.
With him, right?
I had the same meeting that everyone had with him at our event. Like, you sit down, you listen to him speak, take a photo, shake his hand, you know, give him a little fist bump, and that was it. But this time, we're actually hanging out with him. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to be a diva? I need three waters. I need this. He straight up said.
Well, that would be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, right.
You know, we ordered lunch. He's like, you know, I'm not going to be the first one to eat lunch. He's like, I need someone to, you know, eat lunch, and then we'll all sit down and eat together. So I'm like, well, we have other stuff to do. He goes, no. He goes, we're all eating together. You know, I'm like, oh, this is a stand-up guy. You know, and every time we did something, everyone had to be involved.
Yeah.
He goes, no, grab them too. He's like, grab my army friend over there. You know, have him come in with us, shoot a little bit, have him do this. So I thought it was going to be a pain in the ass that way. But no, everything was flawless. I didn't get to speak with him directly when setting everything up. I went through his little PR department, or his, you know, lady that runs everything. And, you know, it was just perfect, 100%. I couldn't ask for a better day.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
That's
thank
the last
you.
Time I'm going to thank you now, because you can't even wear a hat. His head is so big.
No.
I keep saying it.
The other thing, though, I want to bring up, though, Ant was talking about the liberal tears, you know, in California, no drought. If you go to tacticalshit.com, they actually sell liberal tears gun oil. And in the description, it says, here's the description. Guns have only two enemies, rust and liberals. Liberal tier gun oil is protected against both. We have bottled liberal tears created a CLP that gives guaranteed Second Amendment protection. Now, this is for Sandy. The new liberal tier gun oil is also now bacon scented. So
nice.
You're good.
Ooh.
Very good.
We're
you're good. Good.
We're good. Bacon scented.
You know, this letter comes from Braden Lynch from California, California. God. By the way, California wants to exit the union because Trump got elected. I say, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
All right, listen, dear Mr. Colangelo, wow, your most recent show discussed veterans running for office. I agree. Please look at Heinlein's book, Starship Troopers, for a discussion on this topic. Only those who have sacrificed for all of humanity had full citizenship and voting rights. Term limits, yes, I agree with. How about the dissolution of political parties and force candidates to run as individuals based on their views, convictions, and positions? Man, I like that. NASCAR jackets proclaiming their whore-like allegiances would be great, along with a webpage of all donations and gifts they receive. Finally, let's make voter fraud a capital offense. Everybody thinks that we should have our politicians wear NASCAR jackets on who their sponsors are. You know, Paul Ryan's big cat on the back. Meow. Okay? Really. All right, Donald Trump is an asshole, blah, blah, blah. The next day, shaking his head, kissing his ass. He actually said we're going to make America great again.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, he said that.
Nice.
Yes.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
I love my deer shot and cooked.
At the same time, saves a lot of time. It's like Ron Popeil invented those.
Yes. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is owned by Dr. Eric Waldorf. Check it out. Tell your family and friends about him. If you or anybody you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic. All right. So, Jimmy, this segment, real quick, I want to read this. You're going to love this. This is by Declan Ryan is his name. He wrote, "Hey, Anthony and Sandy, I just want to take a moment and write to let you guys know how great I think the Range and the radio show are. I live in Manhattan, started listening to the show when I joined the Range over a year ago. I think the show is the best thing on radio. I listen to every other show when it's released, and the fact that you guys speak the truth and are politically incorrect is what keeps me listening. Also, I wanted to say how great the Range is. As you know, being a gun owner in New York, New Jersey can be rough at times, and having a place to shoot with like-minded people makes owning a gun in a communist state a bit more bearable. For most people, going to a range is just another place to enjoy a good time. However, Gun for Hire is much more than just some other range. The reason I say this is because I'm not like most people who go to a gun range. I am legally blind. I have been to multiple ranges, but not come close to yours. Anthony, from the first day I stepped into the range, the staff has been nothing but kind and helpful. At some of the other ranges I've been to, I've gotten treated like an outcast simply for the fact that I have trouble seeing. I've had to endure everything from a range officer breathing down my back to being made to move to a different room of a range just because I am blind. Thankfully, I've never had anything like this happen at Gun for Hire. The range officers never give me a hard time about having someone in their port with me and have even gone a step further to offer tips on how I can better improve my shooting. Most importantly, though, your staff treats me like an equal and not some blind guy they need to keep an eye on. I have been a member at the range going on 2 years now, and I will continue to be a member for as long as you allow me to be. Well, we're working on that. Thanks, Anthony, for creating such an amazing place and having a great group of employees. It's because of a blind guy, because of you, a blind guy like me, myself, gets to enjoy the sport of shooting. Thanks again, Declan and Ryan. How nice is that, Jimmy?
Yeah, we actually had a student who shot really well. Technically, they were legally blind. They had no
peripheral
vision. Yeah. And which made it actually better for them to shoot because all they could do is focus
front sight.
That's it, and they shot really, really well. So
no distractions.
Yeah. So,
but we're like that with everybody. We have people in walkers, wheelchairs. We had a father and son come in yesterday. The kid had the huge wheelchair, and he only had movement of his hands partially. And the father was concerned, you know, that. So he pulled me aside and talked to me. I said, listen, don't worry about it. And I broadcast it over the radio. And the kid went into port with the father. And the father put a .22 rifle in the kid's hand with a rest on the front. My staff accommodated, lowering the target down and everything. And the kid shot like 100 rounds of .22 ammo. And he left this place, so happy. And that's what we strive for, because we don't want to alienate anybody. Contrary to what the snowflakes and cupcakes and marshmallows out there think, and the anti-gunners, we are a very tight-knit community that does not discriminate. Jimmy's teaching a basic instructor training class today. There's 15 people in his classroom. We have white, black, female, male, every religion, every size, every weight, every denomination represented in that classroom, and not one of them looks like the media stereotype of a gun owner or an NRA
member. I have a 15-year-old in there, too.
She's only 15?
She's only 15.
Wow. So, how many women is this? Three or four?
No, there's...
More?
Five.
There's five out of 15 now. When I started this game many years ago, there was none.
None.
Out of 15.
Right.
10 years ago, there was one out of 15.
Right.
Now, fast forward to today, 5 out of 15, 33% of his class becoming an NRA instructors are female. How many people of color in there?
Two and a half.
Okay, two and a half.
Two and a half.
At least not that big. Counts them as a one and a half. So it's changing, but of course the media perceptions will never change. They'll always say that we're just fat old white guys, and what our flag schedules.
It's not a perception; it's a media propaganda.
Absolutely,
because the perception is not what they want to see.
They will intentionally, a producer intentionally leaves things out and puts things in. That's who calls what you see.
But look now, look at somebody like Donald Trump. When Air Force One takes off January 21st to come somewhere, go somewhere, the White House press corps are all going to be standing on a tarmac. Okay? They're going to be like, what are we going to do? They're going to be like, well, don't worry. The president will release a statement letting you know what his actions were that day, bitches.
He'll text you that he landed safely.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
He'll tweet it. Just follow his Twitter feed.
Yeah,
are you following his Twitter feed? So, Jimmy, what are we thinking about in the future now? Well, you just had a tremendous gold event, correct?
Yes.
And what's next?
Class-wise, I've been getting
a lot of
requests.
What was the gold event? What'd you guys
traps.
Do?
Trap.
You don't. You don't get involved in that.
Yeah. No.
You're always busy.
Not. Yeah.
Now we're planning a platinum event.
Especially
it's
trap shooting. I don't like that at all.
No. Platinum event is going to be at Hamilton Farms in PPAC Gladstone in January.
Now, where is that?
It's a golf course, a private country club that
no
a member of ours is executive and chef. No, we're going to have a casino night, actually.
Oh, very nice.
For the platinum members in January. So we're always trying to do something,
stay
above board.
Racetrack.
We did a racetrack two years in a row for the platinum event. Now we're doing a casino night. So we always try to stay ahead of the curve and treat everybody and have a great time. So what's up your sleeve next? We're going to go to NRA. Jimmy and I go to NRA in four or five months. Where are we going this time? We're Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta, Georgia.
And, you know, if Sheriff Clark doesn't get an administration position, then we'll definitely bag him. If not, we'll get somebody else. And for you people listening, you know, everybody talks big about the SHOT Show. But if you don't own a gun range or you don't own a gun store, you don't have to go to SHOT Show. Go to the NRA annual meeting. This year it's in Atlanta in April or May, right?
April. I personally think going to both, I know Ant's a seasoned veteran at both of them for many, many moons.
Is that a nice way of saying he's old?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Personally, I think you would enjoy the NRA show because, A, there's more civilians there, I should say, and people that don't own, you know, ranges, and it's not all law enforcement gear. But you can actually get to haggle with them a little bit, too, on pricing and what you're looking to buy.
Also only about 6 miles as opposed to 22 miles
of
walking.
And it's more consumer-oriented than SHOT Show is.
Well, you're not supposed to go to SHOT Show unless you have an FFL.
Right.
And a business, brick-and-mortar business.
Yeah,
but people get tickets from friends and family, so it gets, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, so it gets overrun with what, like Jimmy would say, civilians, where they belong at the NRA convention.
Right.
See, when you go to the NRA annual meeting, Jules, the salesman will talk to you about buying that one Glock 26. When you go to the SHOT Show, he's talking to you about ordering 300.
Right.
So it's different salespeople there.
Yeah.
It's a different level. Like, they already know you know about the gun.
Right.
Now you're there to write orders. There's meeting rooms. They're there connected to their booths. It's completely different because everybody's been, I want to go to SHOT Show. I'm like, man, you don't have to go to SHOT Show. And you should go to the annual meeting because 80 to 100,000 like-minded people. We went this year. Now, I belong to, the Heritage Society and the Ambassadors
Bunch
Club
of stuff.
Or something.
So, I can't keep track.
So we go to all the VIP stuff. The prayer breakfast we went to was what's his name, for the other Benghazi survivor? Oz.
Mark.
The one whose arm was blown off and his leg was blown off. Him and his wife, they came up and spoke for the prayer breakfast. The food was nothing to talk about, but it was pretty good hearing him talk.
Yeah.
He got all choked up, too.
I just saw him down in Dallas the other day.
Did you? So you guys and girls that are listening, it's a great opportunity, and it's down to only like 6 cities now because they can't fit 100,000 people in small venues anymore because so many people turn out. It costs nothing to go on the show floor. You go on the NRA website, NRAAM.org. You go on it, and then you can buy tickets. We even went to see, who did we see? Country star.
Britney Spears.
No, Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
How did I know that? We saw Toby Keith one night. We saw Tonto Peronto. We went to prayer breakfast. We went to different events. It's just a great, we learned about Uber while we were there. We downloaded the app and learned about it.
We had dinners together.
Yeah, cab companies will be out of business in less than 3 years, my prediction. If you own a cab, sell it.
I first used Uber in Nashville, and it inspired me so that I thought I'd write a song, Uber is the Answer.
Yes.
I only have the title so far. I haven't written the song.
Jules, Jimmy and I get in. We stayed at a beautiful hotel. We get in a cab. We tell the guy to barbecue joint. The cab stinks. It's dirty. The guy's arguing with his phone in a foreign language. The entire ride cost us $22 with tip. We leave. Jimmy presses the Uber app. 65-year-old retired guy from Nashville pulls up in a brand-new Toyota Camry, spotless. We Uber back to the hotel. It was $8. As soon as we got out of the car, I downloaded the Uber app, and I said to Jimmy, cabs are going to be obsolete in less than 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like that. So we took that. We had a good time. But everybody should go to an annual meeting, and I don't know who's going to be the guest speakers this year. Donald Trump spoke last year. We got to see Trump speak, right?
That was great.
Jimmy and I were outside the convention center. Jimmy says to me, look up, and here comes Trump's plane on the horizon landing in the airport. Right across.
And
he spotted
20 minutes later, there he is talking to us.
As first time I ever got frisked by the Secret Service like that.
I also recommend, too.
Just you?
It was good. No, all of us.
Yeah, all of us. definitely going on the last day of the show. Because none of the vendors want to lug their shit back or fly shit back, so they get rid of it cheap.
Yeah,
cheap.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you know, all raced up Glock slides, you know, normally $750. You walk out of the door $325. Things are 50% off, 75% off. They don't want to take it home.
Correct.
And it's been manhandled for 5 days straight, the crap. So they're like, you know what? Take it.
Right.
You know, it's been dropped, everything. But you don't care about stuff like that, especially, you know, you go there and everything's just, it's just a good time, you know, especially when you
Jules,
go
Jules, you need to go.
I think I'm thinking about it now. Sure.
This year's Atlanta. I don't know where next year is. It moves around. It was in. It'll be in Charlotte. It's always in Louisville. It's always in St. Louis, Missouri. You got to go or no?
I gotta go.
All right, go.
I'll take
the next one. Thank you for being on, Jimmy. We'll wrap up.
Where's my meatballs?
Coming soon.
He's going to make marshmallow meatballs.
Coming to a theater near you soon.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
Crank it up!
Just want to remind you guys one more time, Gun Sitters is our newest sponsor, gunsitters.com. Just check out the website. A lot of people have gone and checked them out. Steve Elber went to look at the new and used stuff, but he went down to check out the vault and everything and got their info and got their card just in case he ever has a situation where he might want to store his gun. So check those guys out. A couple of things. Jules, while you're here, we all know that the politicians and the pollsters and the media, they totally missed out on this Trump thing. We all know that. Up until 9 p.m. on election night, Hillary was winning this in a landslide. MSNBC had Hillary at 80% and Trump 20% chance of winning. Because our colleges and stuff are freaking out, by the way, Russia, outside restaurants, have signs that say U.S. citizens must be accompanied with an adult to enter our restaurant. Okay? Do you know how we look? You know how weak we look to the international community?
It's ridiculous.
That our students, the future, we're going to be retired when they're running the country, these snowflakes, okay? It's really, really scary.
This is the first awakening.
But, you know, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which I am a life member of, you know, the NRA pumped more money into Trump's election than any other super PAC. I want you to know that right now. All right? And Trump has a reputation for standing by his allies. He also has a reputation of holding a grudge, which is a positive business attribute, all right? I'm the same way. Sorry. Our entrepreneurial spirit, we have that way. You only got to screw me one time. You never get a chance at a second time.
Yeah.
Okay? But Trump, one of the things, he wants to end this ludicrous law that we're not allowed to have guns on military bases, only MPs. So he wants to end gun-free zones on military bases. So we don't have to have another workplace violence like we did at Fort Hood when he yelled Allah Akbar and shot 14 people or 30 people. He also is going to push for national concealed carry reciprocity. I am telling you right now, his two biggest roadblocks are going to be Ryan and McConnell.
Yes, oh,
I'm telling you right now.
Absolutely.
He's going to be fighting the left and the right
always.
With all of this shit because
always.
These guys talk the talk,
right.
but they know they can't get it through, so they pretend like they support it. Now that there's a chance that it can go through, they're scared shit.
Right.
Okay, Ryan was up there with his nose up Trump's ass saying, we're going to make America great again and everything. A week before, he was dodging him, all right? Mitt Romney, all of these people.
Right.
George Bush Sr. sent him a congratulatory memo, by the way, with him
Whatever.
And Barbara Bush. They're all traitors. And Trump, he'll smile to the camera, but he's like Christie. I told you, my buddy was on Christie's transition team. When Christie got elected governor, 2 weeks after he was governor, Jules said, they said, blah, 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 Jules DiGiulio's here to see you. Christie's like, is that the guy that went against me 6 years ago? On the he can't see me.
Wow.
Well, you're the governor him. Now. You have to be give and take.
Right.
No, I don't. He's never allowed to see me or talk to me. Trump is the same way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. The next thing that Trump wants to do is legalize silencers, make it a federal thing. The only thing we should have silencers like explosives
Every
is only
other
illegal
damn
in the act
country.
Of commission of a
Britain.
Crime.
Britain requires
Has,
you
yes.
to have silencers on your gun. Why? Were you are anti-hearing or something in this country?
Correct. Yeah, we're anti-hearing. The auditory doctors keep it going in the hearing aid companies.
They have a very, very big
He also
lobby.
Wants to reform the NICS background check. Make it more streamlined, make it faster. Maybe New Jersey will become a part of it instead of running their own scam on the side.
They never give that
He up. Also wants to allow the importation of collectible and historical firearms, which Obama's blocked 15 times now already.
Right.
That we can't bring in guns that our servicemen carried in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, that we're not allowed to bring them back into this country because our president's afraid that we're going to hurt ourselves. Okay? That pisses me off. Oh, by the way, Big Bird shit in a brick, by the way. You know that, right? De Blasio, because he knocked Trump big time.
Oh, yeah. Big Bird.
De Blasio had to go home. De Blasio had to go home and console his two adult children because Hillary lost.
Moonbeam.
And two nights ago, he
said.
Had a meeting with, let me say it right now, the way the left says it. 2 nights ago, he had a meeting with Muslim leaders, because they don't say Muslim, they say Muslim, right?
Muslim.
He had a meeting with prominent Muslim leaders in New York City to tell them everything's all right and Trump's not going to deport them. Listen, if you're Muslim, Islamic, and you're a law-abiding citizen and you assimilate that way to our country, I don't give a shit who you pray to. It's the ones that want to do us harm that piss me off, okay? Those are the ones that piss me off. So these are the things that Trump has promised. He's very, very, He's very loyal to the people that supported him. He came to the NRA annual meeting last year. I know Chris Cox has had a couple of conversations with him since he's been elected. I am telling you, we're going to see it next year, but my fear is we're going to have a fight from the left and we're going to have a fight from the right.
You can guarantee a fight from the right.
Okay, which is really pissing me off.
Because you have all these clowns who are going to have to go back to purple states who will run from this.
It's really a fight from the faux right.
The faux.
Yes. They're not going to get any fight from us.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, faux.
But unfortunately, the faux right is pretty big.
Yeah, and they're still supported and backed by the elitist and the globalist
absolutely.
And the New World
Look,
Order people.
There's progressives in every aspect of what we do today. Republicans and Democrats. Both George Bushes were progressive.
Did you know that Paul Ryan,
new taxes.
On a Speaker of the House salary, built a huge mansion in his home state and put a wall around the whole thing. Meanwhile, he's against banning sanctuary cities and he's against banning building a wall when Trump was running. But he has a wall around his house.
Well, they all
You know, talking about walls, and this is a pretty secure bunker we're in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty secure. Yeah.
Because I'm
But that's
little,
so people can't get out when I'm trying to get
I'm
them.
I'm a little nervous about what I'm about to say, but the week before election, the Pope Francis was talking about be concerned about people who want to build walls to keep refugees out. Last time
Isn't
I looked,
there a wall
a,
around
yes,
the Vatican?
Yes, correct. Correct.
There's a wall and a Swiss
wall.
Guard.
Yeah,
oh my
right,
God.
A Swiss guard.
The
who
Swiss
are armed.
Guard.
Yes.
Armed to the teeth.
To the teeth, yes.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But, you know, it's easy to say from the Pope-mobile. I like the hat, though. tonight.
I go to gym. I've been told by numerous people at the gym that me and the Pope are the only two people that can rock red shoes.
Well, that's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Jules
got them
red
too. Guy's got red shoes.
I rock red shoes at the gym. A Gun for Hire, black and red colors. But so yeah, he's going to have a hard time because these people that are backed by the elitist and the globalist, and we all have to pray for Donald Trump's health and safety and well-being, because there's a lot of elitist and globalists out there with a lot of money that are pissed off that he's there because he's a disruptor and he threatens their day-to-day status quo and everything they've invested and built so hard for us puppets here. People don't realize that in a new world order, we're on the bottom rung.
Oh, yes.
And then the second rung is the media and the politicians and stuff. And then there's about 11 rungs above that. Mm. But they want us to stay at that bottom rung for as long as possible as bottom feeders, where we just work and pay taxes and fund the machine.
Well, they've worked for 100 years to make sure in progressive America that there are enough people there who are now on the public dole.
Correct.
And they don't want them all.
So it's going to be interesting. And listen, I was not happy when Obama was elected 8 years ago, but I toughed through it. I didn't need to go cry. I didn't need to make a safe space. I was unhappy with about 98.5% of his decisions.
Yes.
Okay. There were a few things that he did.
It had nothing to do with the man himself.
No.
It had everything to do
I will say one thing about Obama, you know. He's a pretty class act when it comes to not getting in trouble and doing stupid things.
Right.
He's a well-scripted, well-versed guy by keeping his head down. But I also think that's a double-edged sword because he never put himself in that position because he's not a risk-taker.
Right.
And I think to be a president, you got to be a risk-taker.
Yeah.
Right, Jules?
Risk and reward.
Right? Ronald Reagan said, every decision you make, half the country loves you, half the country hates you. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Just do it. Okay.
Right.
Obama was wishy-washy, like Clinton.
Well,
Bill Clinton,
you know,
on the issues.
I think he had to march to the people pulling the strings.
Who, Valerie Jarrett? The Iranian plant that's been in his White House for the past 8 years telling him what to do?
Long time.
You know, another thing, Trump's not a lawyer. He's
correct.
A doer.
Correct.
I mean, I've noticed my whole life, lawyers tend to be thinkers and want to debate and argue, but you gotta get something done when you're president.
Lawyers are the master of no.
Correct.
They're using lawyers now for AIDS testing at Cornell University.
Yeah,
because there's certain things even rats won't do.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to tip your servers.
All right, you ready? No dates for Napping next year. Napping, we need dates. December 3rd, CPR AED. December 10th, Pen.
Defensive pen.
December 11th, Prepping 101 with James Hedham. Quick Clot, AED, Quick Clot, December 4th. Urban Shotgun 1, November 28th. Urban Carbine 1, November 19th. Urban Carbine 2, December 11th. We have a trip planning class, April 7th. This is a new one, all right? And Wilderness First Aid is April 8th. What's his name is coming back for that? The guy that used to teach the Wilderness First Aid here. Kevin Ryder. Okay? Just want you to know that.
What's
Jules, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
God bless America.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. It's good to be back in America. Please, guys, let us know where you listen and why you listen to Gun for Hire Radio. Winston is really interested in your results. You can send them to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. Send us photos of you listening to them. Winston, it's time to say goodbye to the nice people. Winston. Oh, God. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.